flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, we're back.
It's all right. We've been talking with Spencer Rattler. Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler is here with us on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen along with Newell Norman. You got in 7 games in your rookie season, started 6 games. Did you ever imagine your first year in the NFL you'd be starting 6 games for the New Orleans Saints?
You know what? I didn't. You know, played a lot earlier than expected, but super happy. You know, super grateful that I got to get those reps, get that experience, get thrown in that fire.
What surprised you the most?
What surprised me the most? I mean, football is football at the end of the day. I wouldn't say nothing surprised me too much. You know, you just had to be super detailed. The preparation throughout the week, I guess you can say, is, you know, ramped up when you're the starter. You know, you
is there an appreciable difference in the speed from collegiate football to pro football?
You always hear that you're waiting for the game to slow down for you.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, like, football is football. Obviously, these guys are running around faster than college, you know, for sure.
A little bigger, too.
A little bigger, faster. But it's all, you know, up top, what you're thinking, your mental. It's a chess match out there. Smart guys on both sides of the ball, great coaches. So you're playing the best in the world every week, so you got to bring your A game.
You've gotten to spend your rookie season here in New Orleans, and now you're seeing New Orleans in the spotlight worldwide with the Super Bowl in town. What's your experience been like the last few days?
It's been fun. It's been fun. It's been busy. You know, meeting so many great people, getting to network and you know, sit down and talk with people like you guys. You know, it's awesome. A lot of fun events, a lot of different, you know, parties, little gatherings. So it's been really fun.
You're headed back home, you said, to Phoenix, and there's a fun event about to happen over there that everyone talks about.
That's right, yeah. First time ever, I'm making it out to the Waste Management, you know, open Sunday morning.
The golf tournament,
yep. So
that's like Mardi Gras in Phoenix.
That's how they treat it.
If you're on hole 16, are you got tickets to the 16th hole?
On the 16th hole, yep.
All right.
So I'm going to be looking for
you. Wear your helmet, man. Wear your helmet.
Hey, the people, even not on the 16th hole, those people are getting rowdy. I'm not getting too rowdy out there. I'm trying to go, you know, watch, you know, hang with a couple of my buddies.
We don't want you getting hurt or anything.
That's right. Then watch the game later at home.
Absolutely.
How much attention are you paying to what's going on here in the offseason with the search for a new coach, with everything else going on surrounding the Saints?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously you're going to see all the news and all the experts with their opinions and stuff like that. But, you know, for me, I kind of just control what I can, because you can't control who the coach is going to be. I'm confident they'll make the right decision, and I'm looking forward to whoever it's going to be.
Everybody's dream, obviously, when you go to the NFL is to play in a Super Bowl. You're seeing the Super Bowl hype and craziness now here in New Orleans. Does that just intensify that drive in you to say, yeah, we need to do what we need to do to get back to that Super Bowl?
No doubt. I mean, seeing it in your own city, you know, where you play, it's cool. And everybody's dreams is to make it to the Super Bowl. So, you know, hopefully one day we can do that. And, yeah, I mean, that's the main reason why you play this game, is to get into games like this.
Absolutely. You had a great season. I really loved following you. You ducked so many tackles. I mean, you had more moves. I loved it. I mean, I just I love that.
He was running for his life.
But I love that. I mean, it was just kind of slippery. You know? And it was like, you know, you hear, and then all of a sudden, I see your head pop up over there with the ball. You know,
is that kind of who you, is that your persona as a player?
You know, I've always kind of had that little you know, slippery factor, like you could say, I guess, you know, and kind of avoiding taking too big of hits and, you know, protecting yourself, but also, you know, getting positive plays out of it and trying to make something happen. So, and I think I could use my legs even more. You know, that's one thing I want to do this upcoming season.
That's the beauty of youth.
That's right.
Well, but
that's where the league's headed.
Patrick Mahomes ain't so young. That's and he's still running, too.
He's still running.
These teams that win is running quarterbacks when they have to. And obviously you got to win from the pocket. And we all know that. But you got to extend and create.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and that's what's so exciting is that second and third opportunity as you're breaking tackles and ducking tackles and still being able to look down the field and find somebody open. Of course, you need receivers that know what that's happening, right?
No doubt.
To move to the open space.
No doubt. I mean, I think scramble drill is a huge thing. And honestly, probably could have, you know, done it, worked it a little even more throughout practice this year. You know, I could have made more of an emphasis on that. But
to be honest, that wasn't the focus of the team going in. Mm-hmm. A quarterback that who was going to be scrambling a lot, a quarterback who was going to be out of the pocket. Maybe over time, when you get to work with these guys more and they know, hey, Spencer's going to be moving and you need to get to the spot where he can get you the ball, you might have a different result.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. So, you know, we'll see. Obviously, a lot of stuff, a lot of moving parts, you know, out here. So, like I said, I'm just controlling what I can and I want to come back a better player and get back to work with the guys.
What's your message to the Houdat Nation as they watch two other teams playing in the Super Bowl in their town this year and they're looking ahead to the future? What do you want to share with your fans?
I would just say stay ready, you know, be ready.
Yeah. You tried the gumbo?
No, I haven't today. I might have to.
All right, so Drew Brees was here a few minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
So we got the past and the future of the Saints.
Yep.
And they're serving the gumbo over rice or potato salad. He tried them both. So we want you to try them both and then let us know.
Okay. Let us know what your vote is.
Okay, we'll do. We'll do. I'm pretty hungry, so that'll be good.
Well, have fun at home. I know it's always great to get back home,
yep,
you know, and spend time with your folks there and have a great time. I'm sure you'll be back here soon, right?
Yep, no doubt.
I just got one more question. Our morning guy, Tommy Tucker.
Yeah.
He calls you, and I got to move the microphone so I don't break everybody's ears. He calls you the Rattler. Have you heard that? Have you heard that?
I probably have heard it somewhere, but I like it.
Okay.
I like it a lot.
I didn't know if you'd heard that Tommy calls you that because he calls a lot.
We might have to get that on a shirt or something.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Spencer, for stopping by. Let us know which gumbo you like better.
I appreciate you guys.
Hey, good luck to you, my friend.
All right. We're back here on WWL after this to find out which gumbo Spencer Rattler prefers.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.